What is up, podcast community? My name is Michael Chernow, and this is the Creatures of Habit podcast. Habits are everything, and on this show, I will be interviewing some of the most inspiring, motivated, and high-performing humans on the planet to learn about the daily habits, routines, and rituals that help keep them focused, determined, on top of their game, and ultimately, happy. My journey from the depths of addiction and misery to success as a family man and serial entrepreneur was only made possible by replacing bad habits with great ones, and my mission in life today is to share that story and the story of others with you to bring value and life-changing tools to as many people as possible. So sit back, relax, and pay attention, because what you hear in this podcast today can potentially change your life. Let's go. Today, I've got a buddy on the show, a guy that I'm really excited to talk about, a guy that is doing some really interesting things with nootropics. His name is Chris Bernard. I call him Bernie. Bernie is a CPG expert. He has worked in a number of different arenas in the world of consumer packaged goods. Most recently, Bernie has launched a company called MindRight with co-founder Rob Dyrdek, who's also a friend of mine. They're doing really, really cool things. MindRight pairs nootropics with superfoods to really focus on mood, energy, and focus. So you can literally eat a snack bar that has nootropics in it and really deliver some awesome functionality, which is super cool and unique. I also love their coffee enhancer product. I use it twice a day. I use it in the morning, every single morning with my coffee. I use it in the afternoon for my, I don't have coffee in the afternoon, but I actually have this other coffee alternative in the afternoon, but I use the MindRight coffee enhancer with that. I love this stuff. So if anybody is out there looking for a really cool brand to check out, you should definitely check out MindRight. Bernie, welcome to the mother show.
Thank you for having me. That was a wonderful intro. I'm gonna save that and wake up to it every morning. It was great.
You know, I also want to make a mention that mental health is a big deal for MindRight, as it is as well for Creatures of Habit. Mental health is something that we talk far too little about. I do believe that there is a negative connotation with mental health that we really need to try to change. Mental health is not necessarily a bad thing. Like, people are like, oh, mental health issues. It's like, actually, no. Mental health could be incredibly positive, right? Like, I have great mental health. I put things into my life that actually present a great opportunity for me to exercise my mental health. But I also struggle with mental health issues as well. I mean, I'm an addict in sobriety for a number of years. So, you know, with that comes a long list of insanity. Anyway, I just wanted to make a mention to that because I do believe the framework or the way we are receiving this mental health thing is really skewed in one way, and it doesn't have to be.
And that's why we look at it as mental well-being. You know, I think health, when you put mental in front of it, it skews towards this negative connotation, but talking about our mental well-being, it brings it to another level.
This podcast is brought to you by, you guessed it, Creatures of Habit. Creatures of Habit is a lifestyle and wellness brand. We launched the brand with a product called The Protagonist. It is a superhuman oatmeal. It is not just regular oatmeal. It is plant-based, dairy-free, non-GMO, gluten-free, packed with 30 grams of plant-based protein, omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D3, probiotic, digestive enzymes, truly the best thing you can put in your body to kickstart your day. Used as a pre-workout meal or a post-workout meal. This is a meal, everybody. This is not a snack. This is a meal. It is perfect for on the go. Use promo code KOHPOD20, the number 20. That's KOHPOD20 at checkout when you pop over to creaturesofhabit.com. That is creatures with a K, creaturesofhabit.com. We appreciate you. We love you. And now on to the pod. Here's the skinny on the Creatures of Habit podcast. This is a 30-minute long, powerful, value-packed podcast where I get to meet with people like you who are inspiring me and thousands of other people to discuss habits, to discuss how habits are powerful, how habits can make us and create some of the greatest lives that we know of, and also potentially break us and destroy lives. They are incredibly, incredibly powerful. What we do on a daily basis, the decisions we make, the consistent decisions we make are ultimately what navigates our success or failure. I like to call them habits. So let's start with your morning routine. I'd love to hear what it looks like for you the second you wake up.
I want to preface one thing. I have four kids, which is basically like a routine handicap. If you're playing golf, this is my handicap, is four kids. So it creates a whole set of challenges as a entrepreneur, as a dad, that, you know, finding your own time, creating your own habits, your own routines is, it's hard. And you have to work even harder at making them happen. So for me, I'm up. 5:08 is my number. I like 5:08. I don't know why. It's just, it feels good. My wife gets up at 5:02. So she's out of the room onto her schedule. And she's another beast. She's on her own level. But it's getting up, it's 10, 15 minute prayer, meditation session, getting grounded, cup of water, gym, 45 minutes to an hour, 5 days a week, rush back, it's kid time. My wife's upstairs getting kids dressed. I'm downstairs making lunches, making breakfast, 4 turkey sandwiches, 4 different ways, because not one kid can have the same damn turkey sandwich. Driving the kids to school, drop them off, I get back, and you know, my best days are the days that I can get time into our sauna. We have an infrared sauna, which is a complete game changer. In the sauna, I'm reading, I'm getting ready for the day. I'm preparing for what's ahead. And then 9:00, it's go time.
Your morning routine, a lot of the things that you do, I do as well. Yeah. It's no surprise to me.
Actually, I'll add this. I actually make the bed. That has become a true habit. I just get up and it's the first thing I do. When my wife comes back up to the room, it's just like, we're straight. We're all good here. Don't worry about this.
You know what? It's interesting. So I've done a bunch of these episodes, and more people I thought would have said made the bed. Now, maybe people are doing it and they're just sort of scathing over it, but I am so passionate about making the bed. The problem for me is that I am by far the first person up in my house, and my wife is not as passionate about making the bed. You know, typically there's this habit that I've shared over the years that I believe could take stress levels from like over the top down a notch if you just stick to this habit, which is leave it the way you want to find it. So what that means to me is every time I leave the office, I make sure that my desk is left in a manner that would not stress me out when I see it the next day. My bedroom, I like to be able to walk into the bedroom and it's just clean and neat and everything is in the right place. Any extra added anxiety, like a mess equals chaos. So if you could take the 3 minutes to put the dumbbells away when you're done with them, make your bed in the morning, do the dishes after breakfast. Don't just leave the shit in the sink and wait for the dirty dishes that are in the dishwasher to dry. Just do them, get them done, do them. Wipe them down, put them away. I just think that it's such a strong, no-brainer thing that people can introduce into their lives.
Not only that, but think about how that relates to telling your kids and giving that message to your kids, because it's not just my mess. You got 5 other people in this house that are just like, you know, need to be focused on their shit. It just changes everyone's lives for the better. I think that's really powerful.
So you wake up at 5:08, you make your bed. You hit some mindfulness stuff. Then you head downstairs. You have a big old glass of water. And then you're off to the gym. Dip back home. You're making food for the kids. You're getting everybody ready for school. 4 different styles of turkey sandwiches. Turkey 4 ways. Drop them off at school. Do you take them to school every day?
I take them to school every day. Yeah, my wife does the pickup.
Dip back to the house. Ideally hop into the infrared. Get some reading done. Get some breathing done. Get some healing done. And then it's 9 a.m. and you're pretty much ready to rock.
I used to start the day with a coffee and now I've pushed it to 9. It just feels right. It reduces the amount of caffeine I'm taking for the day. I was like a 5-6 cup a day coffee. Now it's 2-3 at the max. It's been a good change.
I do the same thing, man. I used to wake up and boom, have coffee right away too. The first thing I do in terms of stuff that I put into my body is 20 ounces of water with lemon and pink salt. So you should add lemon and pink salt to your water just because of the electrolytes and the vitamin C, because it really does, A, it tastes better, and B, it makes a difference. Alkalines your body as well. And then I have my Athletic Greens. And recently I've been having these exogenous ketones that I've been drinking in the morning on an empty stomach, which has really actually been a very, very cool addition to my morning routine. I get all my morning stuff done. Now I go into the infrared sauna. I go into the cold plunge. I do my meditation, my reading, my writing. And then I sit down with the kids at around 6:15 and have my coffee with my Mind Right. I love that Mind Right elixir, dude. It is so good.
Hey man, it's my favorite thing we've got right now. I mean, I love all of our products. We've got so many products that we're developing, but it hits every time. We're working with a really cool new partner on an ingredient called Cognatique, which is an extract from the coffee fruit. It's going to be on the next iteration on the packaging. We just weren't able to make it in time, but it's interesting the data they have on basically this is your mind and this is your mind on this extract. And it's just creating and repairing neural pathways, higher learning, more focus.
So you're going to add that to the coffee enhancer?
It's in there, but the trademark is not on there.
Understood. Whatever's in there is awesome. It just, you know, it tastes good. And I actually feel like a super nice, clean, like no jitters, just really, really nice, clean energy. All right, man. Talk to us about what your evening routine looks like. How do you wind down at night?
Routine. Again, it's really hard with the kids. And as they get older, it gets harder because all they want to do is stay up later. We fake them out for probably longer than they realize, but these kids were going to bed by 6:37 up until the age of 10. And then all of a sudden their friends are like, you are weird, kid. Like we stay up till 9 or 10 and it's become a battle. So now it's like 8:30. The older ones are by 9. So my wife and I have lost that, like at 7, it's like, oh, our life begins again. So it's become more about their routine. It's dinner with the family. Some of us eat at different times because people are going to sports or, you know, after school stuff. So it's a little bit scattered. We try to like have meals together on the weekends. We make that a priority, especially Sundays. I'll read again. I have this really great app called Headway. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it basically consolidates every like personal development, self-help, health and fitness into like easy to read snippets where I could read 10 pages of a book and basically capture the best of it. I love it. You know, and then for my wife and I, it's some wind down time. It's either, you know, watch a show or we'll reconnect. One of the things that we'll start incorporating now that the summer's here and the daylight is lasting longer is get back in the routine of like an evening walk, just to kind of like reconnect, talk about our day, which is so therapeutic, man. Like we try to do it as much as we can. It started out where we would do these walks and like just all this heavy stuff would come out and we'd end up fighting. And then it was just so funny, but like we'd end the walk in a really good place and it was amazing. So we're like, all right, let's be cognizant of like that level of like how it's bringing this shit up and let's get past that quicker. And we've been able to do that really well. And then the final wind down is a quick prayer and I'm asleep by 10. Good night's 9:30. 10, the nights where there's just too much shit going on and it is what it is.
How long have you been married?
15 years in May.
And how long have you been together?
16 years and 4 months.
Same with me. Well, really? we met in April of 2004. We got married in June of 2007. So we waited like 2 years.
How did you and propose?
Funny story about how I proposed. When I met Donna, I was 24. You know, I was in New York City. I was an absolute maniac. I'd been newly sober, but before I got sober, I was, you know, a kid running the streets, like working in the night. So I definitely lived. I met her and I said, she's the one. My father passed away years ago. So I called my grandfather about 3 months after I met her. And I said, I'm going to ask her to marry me. There's no doubt. She's the one. Like, that's it, you know? And he was like, oh, slow down, kid. Basically, he said, do you live with her? And I was like, well, kind of. I mean, she stays in my apartment every night. And he goes, look, get an apartment with her, live with her for a year. If you feel the same way after living with her for a year, you got my blessing. Go ahead and ask her. So I immediately stepped into action. We moved out of the apartment that I was living in with a couple of roommates. We moved into our own place on First Avenue and like Third Street. Literally a year to the day that I had the phone call with him, I asked her to marry me.
I mean, I love that. We have a similar story, but I was crazy enough to ask her after 3.5 months of dating her.
Uh-huh. I get it.
And I was the same way. I was living in New York City. You know, I was dating a bunch and I was all over the place. I met this girl. And that night I was like, I told Jake Burton, the owner of Burton, I said, that is the girl that I'm going to marry the night that I met her. And 3.5 months later, I asked her.
Long-term relationships, successful ones, are, in my opinion, all about the habits that you have as a couple together. And when they've lasted that long, typically they're good habits. So what do you think the secret to long-term relationship is? Happy, healthy, long-term relationship.
I think it's a couple things, right? I think one is truly understanding what her needs are and meeting those needs as she needs them, not as I see that she needs them, like buying her gifts, making the bed, taking care of the kids, driving to school. That's my role. It's not what my wife needs. It makes her happy that I do those things, but understanding what she needs to make her happy, her love language, whatever that is, and delivering, you know, for her, it's quality time. It's me making time for a date night, which is simple to say, right? But like when you got kids and you got businesses you're trying to build, it's hard. It's really hard. And she's busy. So making sure that I'm taking the effort to do that. And then for us, it's being grounded in our faith, like prayer, trusting one another. It just keeps us on the straight and narrow.
All right. Three habits that don't necessarily have to be what you do in the morning or at night,
yeah,
but three habits that you implement on a daily basis that have become part of your life in a positive way that you cannot live without.
Some of the stuff we just talked about. I think number one, a successful schedule. It's a fact. Like you perform better when you operate on a regular schedule. It's a fact. For me, it was making the shift to becoming this early riser. It's intermittent fasting, it's exercise, and it's sleep. My schedule exists around that. And as long as those are programmed in, I'm in a good place. So two would be back to the other thing I mentioned, which is prayer. I think, you know, recognizing there's a higher power, being grateful for everything that I have, because at the end of the day, as long as I have a roof over my head and my family, like I'm so thankful for that. You know, the more faith and belief that I have, I see it developing in my children, like in a really organic and cool way. Like we get in the car in the morning and one of the kids always starts a prayer. It blows me away. Like, I'm like, who are these kids? Like, what? It's kind of crazy, but until I met my wife, I wasn't religious. I actually converted for her. I was born Jewish and I converted my religion to Catholicism to unify our family in one direction, in one process, in one belief. And it just felt like the right thing to do because it was something that was so important to my wife that I can get on board with this. So that's two. And then three would be, I think, just general perseverance, never giving up. It's a habit that can be developed just like anything else. I've realized like success takes perseverance in life. And if I want to be successful as an entrepreneur, I need to know how to roll with the punches. Like if you can't deal with failure and misalignment and things going wrong and how you deal with it, it's a habit. You want to react, but you need to respond. You take it in, you absorb it. You take those failures and how you portray yourself as a leader, as a father, as a friend. It's everything to do with how you persevere in negative situations. And I think, and I believe that it's a habit that can be developed like anything else.
Is there a specific thing that you can point to, like an example of this habit in action?
You know, if I look at it through work, it's how I deal with the daily stress of things not going the way I want them to go. We had a packaging issue. It was someone's mistake. It cost us a lot of money. How do I want to deal with this? I'm furious. We wasted all this money, but it's a step back. I look at what happened, what are the positives, what are the negatives of it, and how do we respond to address it accordingly?
A habit that you've broken, obviously a bad one that you've broken, how you broke it and how it changed your life.
I gave up alcohol and for other reasons. For me, it was, you know, COVID hit. I tried that first month alcohol free and I felt really good. And I kept going and I went another month. I was on a lot of medication for blood pressure. And for a couple other things, I get gout. I mean, who gets gout? My health is improved. My energy is improved. And my attitude. I never realized like how edgy I was the few days following the nights that I drank. Even if it was like a glass or two of wine, the next day I'd feel edgy. And I didn't realize it until after, you know, the fourth month or fifth month when I had been on it, and I'd slipped, I had a cocktail, and I woke up the next day and my joints were stiff. I was just angry. My heart was racing. And I'm like, this is for the birds, man. I'm done. Like, you know, it's funny because like your friends, they have more of an issue with it than you do. Like, it's cool, man. I'm fun. I'm a fun guy. Let's hang out. Let's you worry about you.
Yeah.
Worry about me. I'm having a great time, but it's funny how it trips everyone else up.
I see. I think that that's such a great point to bring up, because if you have to question your drinking, chances are you should try not drinking.
Right.
And if you can't stop, it's a sure sign that there's a problem there that one needs to address. The one thing that I've noticed over the years that has kept people from staying on this path of not drinking, forgetting this is like sobriety and not drinking are two totally different things.
I want to point that out. Like for me, it's the cognizant choice to not drink for my health, because I could get it. I could get myself into trouble because there are going to be times where I want to celebrate. It's a rare occasion. We're going to open a bottle of wine and it's going to happen. I never want to feel guilt or failure for that.
Sure. So sobriety is different than that. So that is not drinking, and you're obviously capable of doing that, which is wonderful. And I applaud you. You know, people that simply can't do that, a lot of the time it has to do with their surrounding and their environment. And just like you said, their friends being like, really? And I just want to say for anybody who's struggling with that, it's none of your business what your friends think. It doesn't matter. If they are hating on you because you've made a decision that you think is going to make you a better human being, tell them to go fuck off. Don't ditch them, but be like, hey, like, this is a decision I'm making for myself. There's nothing to do with you. I love you. I'm the same person. I will throw down. You guys want to go climb? You got to scale a building in Soho? Let's go. You know? But I mean, I hear that.
And not to drag this out, but like through COVID, I saw groups of friends go two different ways. And one was some people got a little heavy. They got a little puffy. They went completely the wrong direction. And I think my wife and I took this other route. We're like, we have all this new time. We're home. We don't have to drive to an office. We're doing this pandemic thing. Like, let's take the time to focus on us. And I lost like 25 pounds.
Great.
Thank you.
I've got a few quick fire questions because we're coming to the end here. Go-to cheat meal.
Pizza.
Favorite pizza spot.
I like Prince Street.
Prince Street Pizza. Not a bad one. Not a bad one. Did you hear Dom DeMarco from DeFaro Pizza passed away?
No.
Passed away last week. Such a shame. That guy was like the best of the best. I got the privilege to cook pizza with that guy, man. It was awesome. Go to everyday lunch.
I try to stay so structured. And I learned this from my wife, but there's a place out here called El Pollo Loco. And they just make this mean taco al carbon. It's just grilled chicken, cilantro, and onions on a tortilla. It's great. Low calorie, it's protein, it's perfect, it's easy to eat. My favorite thing.
Favorite city in the world?
New York City.
A book that you've read more than once that you will always want to have on your shelf?
I love Good to Great. I think it's like, it's just such a great, I mean, it's so old at this point, but like I dive in every once in a while, open up, I'll look at some of the stuff I've underlined, and it's just like, it's a great book.
Go-to podcast outside of Creatures of Habit, of course.
You know what I'm into right now is D2C podcast. Just I'm listening to founders at or just past the stage that we're at with MindRight, and there's just so much value in them right now. Just learning how people are navigating direct consumer advertising and their challenges and going to Amazon, and it's great.
So the podcast is called D2C.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to check that podcast out. I haven't checked that one out yet. So is it just D2C?
No, DT. Letter T, C.
Okay, DTC. Best show you've watched in the last 12 months?
I like this last season of Yellowstone. I want to be Kevin Costner in Yellowstone. That's my goal.
This podcast is brought to you by, you guessed it, Creatures of Habit.
Creatures of Habit is a lifestyle and wellness brand rooted in functional nutrition. The protagonist is a superhuman, incredibly delicious instant and overnight oatmeal blend developed to feed your body the most optimized blend of vitamins, minerals, and macros. With premium oats, 30 grams of plant-based protein, omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D3, a probiotic, and digestive enzymes in each pouch, you will never have to think about what to eat for breakfast, pre-workout or post-workout meal, or a healthy meal any time of the day in a pinch. Made four simple and convenient ways. 1, just add hot water. 2, overnight in the fridge. 3, add to a delicious smoothie, or simply put in the microwave. Take the stress out of worrying about what to eat for a healthy and delicious way to kickstart your day. And if you fast, this is the perfect meal one, as it delivers wellness, satiety, and delicious flavors. Pop over to creaturesofhabit.com. That's creaturesofhabit.com with a K, creaturesofhabit.com, and put in promo code KOHPOD20 for 20% off your first order. Last question, dude. I finish the podcast with this question every single episode. You're an ambitious guy. You've got a big family. You've got faith. You seem to be one of these guys that really does live life every day to the best of your ability. What is it all for, dude?
It would be cliche to say things like it's for my wife, my kids, but it's really for me, because when I'm better, when I'm a great dad, when I'm a good husband, when I'm a good boss, it's so fulfilling to me. It brings me all the happiness and everything that I need to enjoy life.
Where can people find you, man? Where can we find MindRight as well?
GetMindRight.com, Amazon. We're also available on GoPuff if you'd like to give us a try. They sell individual bars. And if you want to follow us on Instagram, it's get_MindRight.
Bernie, you are the man. I am incredibly grateful to know you, to call you a friend. I'm even more grateful, selfishly, that you've created that coffee enhancer, because I freaking love it. But this was a blast, man. I appreciate you taking the time with me. I really do.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And there you have it, folks. I hope we delivered some valuable content for you to implement into your life on a daily basis. Please remember that our habits have the power to make us or break us. Replacing bad habits with great ones is the answer to living a life of happiness, optimism, and high performance. We are capable of achieving anything. We all have what it takes to give it all we've got. Commit to one great habit each day and truly commit, and watch how everything in your life starts evolving from good to great. If you enjoyed this podcast, please follow us wherever you listen to your podcast. Give us a 5-star rating and a nice review. That will help us grow this podcast, bring on more amazing guests, and continue to deliver invaluable content on a weekly basis. Lastly, please share this podcast with any friends or family that you think might appreciate it. And always remember, want plus do equals have. Until the next one, fam. Peace.